Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hello, you're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Amanda, here with my colleague Tim, and we are so excited to have the opportunity to share with you some of the top economic developers in our nation. Tim, can you remind everybody a little bit why we're doing this?
Absolutely. So as everyone knows, economic developers' work is important to the nation's economy. We believe in the power of jobs to change a community. There are several professionals who are lifting up our country, who are growing, helping to grow our economy, and those who are really passionate about their communities. We want to lift up those folks who are going above and beyond and doing great work in their communities. And that's what this effort's really all about.
And this week, I understand you had the opportunity to speak with Michael Krobach of Choose New Jersey, one of our nation's really top economic development firms and somebody that people look to for some best practices. Tell us how that conversation went.
Absolutely. So Michael has a background in economic development in Texas, and he brings all of that experience to New Jersey. He even has figured out ways to address and try to actually have impact on some of those distressed cities in New Jersey. Their work is not easy, but Michael has passion. He's figured out how to work and change the conditions in New Jersey, and I'm excited for our listeners to hear what he's got to say.
I can't wait to hear him.
Let's let it roll.
Michael, this is Tim Tarantine with Consultant Connect. Congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. You are obviously here for a reason. You've done great work, and we're excited to hear about what's going on in your world. So welcome.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the congratulations and a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So before we go too far, I want to ask you a question about you so that our listening audience can know who you are. What's one thing everybody should know about Michael?
You know, it's interesting. I began my career as an engineer and worked on calculators with Texas Instruments.
Wow.
And as such, what I was involved in is taking calculators from answer devices to teaching tools. I'm sure folks are familiar with the graphing calculators.
Yes.
That are used today in math and science education. That was a team that I managed in strategically repositioning that business at Texas Instruments to really help kids learn math and science in alternative ways.
Wow. So you know a lot about trial and error and kind of this entrepreneurial idea of trying new ideas and pushing the envelope, if you will, from that background. That's an amazing background. So tell me about, we're going to talk about kind of the staying in that wheelhouse about failures and successes, right? And they say you can learn more from your failures than you can from your successes. When you talk about economic development, and maybe even through the lens of your old Texas Instrument eyes, tell me about a project or a deal or something that went on that didn't work so well or wasn't successful, but you still were able to learn from it. Talk to me about that, because that's in your wheelhouse.
You know, Tim, it's so true that when you look at activities that we're all involved in, it could be investigating or researching a particular topic to see how competitively others are doing things. It could be working a project on an attraction or looking to retain a business within our communities. And there's always learning that we're going through, even though we don't get the intended outcome that we thought we were experiencing or expecting to get to. And so it's through instances like that that I encourage everyone to really think outside the box. It's those experiences that we stumble some, that we gain some knowledge or have to question and look to gain advice from others. It's always important to really work with those that are coming into the profession to let them know more about what we do. I can tell you here at Choose New Jersey, we regularly work together with interns and really look to get exposure for individuals that are coming out of backgrounds that economic development isn't a known profession. And it's one that really is exposed and experienced on the job, if you will. So really encourage everyone to be a part of really pushing that envelope and thinking outside the box in all aspects of what they're doing. It could be a marketing message, could be a branding opportunity. It could very well be those executive discussions in trying to think about our locations.
Sure. Some would say that if you keep that mentality, the one you just submitted regarding learning, right, that you will end up having some success. And so let's flip that coin. We talked about what you do with failure. How do you define success for yourself as a leader and maybe even for your organization?
You know, success and the way in which I look at things that occur is really based on performance as well as measurement. Maybe chalk it up to the engineer that I had early on in my career. But I tell you, I transitioned in managing businesses as well as investment management of funds for strategic and venture opportunities. And it's really knowing where you are in the process. So if you're not measuring it, you really don't know what progress you're making and the results you're working towards. And if you're meeting those results, have you really set goals and metrics that you really have to stretch to? You certainly want to be able to perform, but you don't want to pad them. You want to work in a way that's going to allow you to really get out there and grow and expand in those areas. So results in all aspects of what we're doing, think about it from a business point of view. They're looking at sales every day. They're looking at expense management and consolidation or expansion opportunities to serve customers better. And they're looking for new solutions in terms of what they're doing with technology or the way in which they provide their products or services. These are areas that I've taken and really incorporated in the work that I do in interacting with business leaders as well as with public leaders to really look at getting the best performance myself as well as our team to be able to address opportunities, you know, to gain commitments here into New Jersey.
Sure. So your background and what you're doing in New Jersey around measurement, that passion and commitment obviously sets your organization apart. Tell us more specifically, what do you think is the differentiating factor for Choose New Jersey from other institutions and organizations who do this work? What makes your organization special?
You know, it's interesting. Choose New Jersey is really one of the few organizations that has no tax dollars that fund it nor govern it. We're overseen by a board of 19 business CEOs and with supporters that comprise activities on our operating committees. These individuals represent about one-fourth of the New Jersey private sector employment. And as such, when we have meetings of our board and those decision makers together with our public leaders, Governor Christie, Lieutenant Governor Guadagno, working together with the Economic Development Authority, as well as our Secretary of State's office, the Business Action Center, it's really leveraging and allowing our public and private leadership to focus on jobs and investment for the state. You know, it's interesting. We've got executives leading our organization who have had businesses in New Jersey for over a century.
Wow.
And they're not only looking for the next year or two, they're looking for the next decade, the next century of their company's business. So we're all here working closely to advance our activities, to spread the word about New Jersey as a great place to do business, and then really attracting the best and the brightest. It's no surprise, New Jersey is a very creative as well as an innovative location. We have more scientists and engineers per square mile than any place in the world.
Wow.
And it was even fact-based by a PolitiFacts organization. We are not politically inclined here. We don't take public positions on matters. We're here to support businesses confidentially, looking at New Jersey as a place to do business. So knowing that we have more scientists than engineers in New Jersey per square mile than any place in the world really helps us to get out there and let them know about the great access to talent that we have, as well as our higher education institutions, and even the great quality of life across the state, whether it's the mountains or the Jersey Shore, to experience.
Sure. With all of that great activity and all that wonderful private support, What's keeping you up at night? What's the other side of that? What are you thinking about for the future that is affecting how well you rest?
You know, it's a great question, Tim. The things that I think through on a regular basis You know, the strategic plan that we establish, we're now into our fourth year in existence as an organization. Our future clearly is on a path to differentiate ourselves and making sure we're maximizing that plan and implementing programs, activities, engagements with our supporters in ways that our reach is across the top 50 U.S. metro markets, as well as in 20 countries. Every day, we're talking to business leaders about New Jersey as a place to do business.
Sure.
And so as we look at, and what keeps me up at night, is making sure we're able to fulfill our plans and our support that really is behind that strategic outline and of goals and objectives that we've set out for ourselves. And I'm sure everyone is pursuing avenues in ways to be able to maximize what they're doing. But again, if it's not written down, if you don't have buy-in with your constituency, you're not going to know how well you're tracking towards that. So it's things that we regularly stress. We work closely with our board and partners, as well as our public leadership, to make sure we're getting the greatest productivity and efficiency on all resources we have available to us.
Outstanding. So I'm gonna get you out of here on this one. If I had to make you engage your crystal ball and you look into the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for economic developers and communities to focus on? And I know that's a tough question because there's so much economic developers have to do. But if we had to focus on one strategy, one thing for the future, where would we get the biggest bang for our buck?
You know, I'd really have to come back to those early business practices that I've been involved in and really rung true for me in experiencing, and that's supporting your customer. Having a communications activity, having a consistency in what you're doing with your organization, with your partners, with others, and really ensuring not only that you're being told you're doing well or understanding where your opportunities to improve are, but surveying and actually getting a feedback to be the maximum opportunity to support our customers on a day-to-day basis. It's really individuals that we learn from that we're serving. And as we go off and look to build upon our practices and our activities, I really encourage everyone to stay focused on maximizing customer experience and having a feedback loop to be able to utilize that in our work.
Michael, from graphing calculators to economic growth, you have led well. And I thank you for taking time today to be on this podcast. And most of all, congratulations on being nominated and voted as one of North America's top economic developers.
Tim, thank you so much. It's a great honor and a pleasure. And glad to be with you. And thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.